And, you know, the Vancouver City Council a couple of years ago said, they passed a resolution that said that Vancouver is on unceded territory. And, you know, when you, I live in Seattle, so when you look at the politics just south of the 49th parallel and compare it to something like that, that seems extraordinary to even admit that.
It's an extraordinary event, which is under the same terms of saying bringing the Indian Act into the Bill of Human Rights nullifies my rights to this land. So it's under a usufructuary right. You can say that we're on unceded territories, but you're still fucking me over under usufruct. This is traditional land. They're on it. They're using it. They're benefiting from it. I own it. It belongs to me. They're using it. And it's traditional. It's traditional land. And they're selling it into the open market. And I'm supposed to stand around and be a proud little Indian saying that we're on unceded territories. Right. Like, that's a lot of fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. That kind of statement doesn't do me fucking shit.
Non-binding.
You know, it means fuck all. Mm-hmm. Every treaty that we've ever made with the white man in this world has been broken on this continent. So words don't mean anything. We're still on reservations until they surrender the concept and emancipate the Indians and make them municipalities and say these are equal human beings. If they want equality to say that I am a human being under the Bill of Human Rights, then get rid of the fucking Indian Act and take the white supremacy out of Canada. And if they want me to be an equal person, then it's like saying, you want a piece of real estate? Pay me for it. You want a tree? Pay me for it. You want a drink of water? Pay me for it. You want an Indian summer? Pay me for it. You want me to extinguish my rights? Then I will sell you an earthquake here in Vancouver for $500 million. Because I'm not going to sell you my earthquakes for nothing. They're not free. The economic development of a earthquake in this place would make millions of dollars for this country. Mm-hmm. So if I have to extinguish my rights as land claims, I'm going to sell you everything. I'm not going to give you a rainbow for free. You're saying that I have to sell everything forever to eternity. This is the colonial construct of this province. They're turning around and saying, we want to sell it for millions to Aboriginal people. We want you to surrender and as a comprehensive land claim. This is ongoing right now as we speak. And I say to the chiefs, this land is worth trillions of dollars, this province. They're sitting around talking millions. I still want them to pay for their fucking back rent. Technically, what they are is freeloading, mooching, chronic, habitual thieves.
Predators is a word you used.
No, they're just thieves. Predators are more like Wall Street.
Well, I'm thinking of the sea lice paintings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, those are, you know, that's just another part of colonialism. It's not, that's just greed. Mm-hmm.
You took the Indian Act and you brought it to England and you shot it up and you called it a book review.
Yeah. Well, I sent a copy to the Queen, but she never responded kindly at all. But that's the fucking Queen. You know, this is a colonial country. You know, there's a lot of ass-licking royal family lovers in this country. I'm not one of them.
That's readily apparent. And I'm reminded of Frank Zappa's quote where he said, no one looks good wearing the brown lipstick. So yeah, that's kind of where I sign off on these
things. Yeah, I'd rather see this country become a republic and leave the royal family and leave the Confederation of... And We have to start somewhere. You know, I always tell people, you know, you have a real problem with the French. And it's a real problem because the problem in history is that the French and English have been giving themselves the reach around. And soon as they finish with that, you know, the proper thing to do is say, talk to the Mohawks in the provinces that they're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Talk to the First Nations and settle the land claims, and then you can leave the Confederation of Canada. Because if you don't, you're going to have civil war. Because they're not going to want to stay within, walk away from Canada with you. The Mohawks will say, here, you want to have a land base? Fine. You want to leave the Confederation of Canada? Fine. I'm right here. Talk to me. That's all you have to do. And they can leave, and as soon as they settle, you leave the Confederation with what you came with. The French came with nothing. They had no province whatsoever. Now they want to leave with the province? Come on. So that's always been the problem with them, is that they've never been able to deal with what is in front of them, is to say, Indigenous peoples are human beings. And if you ask them kindly, they will say, let's negotiate. Hell, they may want to leave the Confederation of Canada as well. So, you never know. You start with that one, and that's, you know, I have no problem with the breaking up of this country. I'd rather see it broken up, because there's nothing in it for Aboriginal people. There's nothing in it. And I think that's, yeah.